The Iranian conflict in the Middle East began just over a week ago, and Iran's reprisal attacks continue to escalate, already at a scale and depth we haven't seen before. 12 countries across the region, from Cyprus through to the Gulf, are continuing to be targeted. The United Arab Emirates alone has been forced to shoot down over 1,500 rockets and drones. This growing wave of dangerous and destabilising attacks from Iran puts civilian lives at risk, of course including Australian lives, of which there are more than 20,000 people based in the UAE. Additionally, in response to a request, my government intends to provide... In responding to requests following a conversation that I had with the President, Mohammed bin Zayed, and other requests, Australia will deploy an E-7A Wedgetail to the Gulf to help protect and defend Australians and other civilians. The Wedgetail will provide long-range reconnaissance capability, which will help to protect and secure the airspace above the Gulf. The Wedgetail and supporting Australian Defence Force personnel will be deployed for an initial 4 weeks in support of the collective self-defence of Gulf nations. Additionally, in response to a request, my government intends to provide advanced medium-range air-to-air missiles to the United Arab Emirates. To support those still seeking to leave, we again say to people... The first priority of my government is, and always will be, to keep Australians safe. There are around 115,000 Australians in the Middle East, around 24,000 of those in the UAE. Helping Australians means also helping the UAE and other Gulf nations to defend themselves against what are unprovoked attacks. My government has been clear that we're not taking offensive action against Iran, and we've been clear that we are not deploying Australian troops on the ground in Iran. We continue to work on contingencies to keep Australians safe and to help travellers leave the Middle East. We've already sent DFAT personnel to the region as part of crisis response teams. They're on the ground providing consular support.